All right, welcome back to the pregame show. Bill Lasky filling in for Marty Lurie, and Marty's taking a quick rest today, as they say, on assignment. But, boy, I tell you what, looking through the window, I see Bruce Jenkins. Bruce Jenkins, how are you this morning?
Good. I guess you cut through the fog out here on the coast.
Well, yeah, I guess you're not surfing today, huh? You're not on a paddle?
Not today. My daughter's a Warrior. She's out there almost every day. I'm getting to be a little fair weather in my old age.
I got to ask you, does Martha get on the board at all?
No, not really. She's not much for the cold water around here. We go to Hawaii, and she'll get out there and splash around. But she's never really gotten too seriously into it. But
she
my
lets,
daughter Molly,
she lets
is very
the hubby and the daughter go out there, huh? She's a watcher.
She's a watcher. So some of it runs in the family here.
Well, Bruce, listening to Gabe Kapler on his pregame show, a lot of moving pieces going on right now. And yesterday, Trevor Cahill came out of the game with left hip discomfort, and MRI was taken today. Results will be a TBD, which is to be announced later. A couple of things that are going on. Samardzija and Smiley are both going to Sacramento to ramp up, and possibly one of them could fit in if Trevor Cahill can't make his start on Saturday. And what I'd love to see is Austin Slater is now going to Sacramento to ramp up, because I really believe the Giants need him to get back in this lineup. Tell me your thoughts on what's going on.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing. You know, I think Samardzija and Smiley getting ready to pitch again could be a precursor to, you know, a trade if they trade Gausman, maybe even Cueto. Who knows? There's a lot of speculation going on there. You know, they can't have a rotation with without any veterans in it. And, you know, Samardzija and Smiley are the guys, you know, at least for now. You know, those are also two guys who probably won't be around next year. So there's an awful lot going on. I don't really have a line on what they're going to do. They're obviously going to need, you know, some veterans, just, you know, whether they're trying to win it or not. I mean, you can't throw kids out there every time. And it's good to have some stability there from veterans, and especially if they lose Gausman. So it's the timing is probably good on those two guys getting ready to pitch again. As far as Slater, I agree. I just like the way he goes about it. He's a good hitter. He goes to all fields, he's going to be a guy for now and the future.
Yeah, you know, you look at Slater and a couple of little injuries. The elbow really bothered him last year a little bit too, and then this year it kind of swollen up on him, and then the groin, and just really took him right out of the lineup. You know, he was DHing a little bit, but I just thought he was just a perfect added piece as a young, talented kid to come up and get that opportunity, and I'm looking for him to fill in right field as the season progresses in September. Tell me your thoughts on Slater.
Well, I mean, the groin injury is not to be messed with. You know, it's a thing that can linger, and just when you think you're ready to go, it aggravates again. So the first thing they need to do is make sure he's 100% free and clear of that, because they don't want him being in and out. You know, his whole career with the Giants has been in and out. You know, I mean, whether it's injuries or being sent down, and you know, there's a lot of other prospects in the outfield. You know, it's a difficult situation, because you know, Yastrzemski's is really settling in. You know, Dickerson's bat's coming alive a little bit. And, you know, it's not as if the Giants are short on right-handed hitting. That's definitely been their strength. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see where it goes. But I do like Slater, because he's a good all-around player. He's solid. He's fundamentally sound. You know, a good guy, the whole deal. He's somebody you want to have around.
We're talking to Bruce Jenkins on the pregame show. Bill Lasky in for Marty Lurie. One of the big things that happened yesterday is Joey Bart struggling at the plate once again. Also, Gabe Kapler said that he was leaning toward Bart to catch Cueto, but after his dismal at-bats yesterday, he wanted to give him a mental and physical break, not just today because they have an off day tomorrow. What do you think about Joey Bart? And now with Chadwick Trump catching Cueto, do you think that's a possibility of Cueto having his own so-called catcher every time he goes out there?
I think it's very possible. I mean, Bart hasn't really earned a whole lot to do anything, and I'm sure he'd be the first to say that. The game that he caught Cueto was, you know, was a complete disaster for him. He went 0-for-5. He had a base running mistake. He had a pass ball. He dropped, you know, just flat out dropped a number of pitches, and that's something you just can't have at the big league level. You know, Cueto was a difficult guy to just come in and catch. The first time you're catching him is in a real game, you know, for the most part. That's a tough hang, and it proved to be very tough for Bart. So I think, you know, putting Trump at the Cueto, that's the first thing you do. But you know, Bart is he made such a strong impression off the bat, and everybody's talking about the next, you know, Buster Posey, and he certainly, you know, you don't back off of that. I think he has the tools to be all of that. But you know, right now, you know, his the scouting report on him coming into the bigs was that he swings and misses a lot. You know, he strikes out too often, and we're starting to see that. So there's a lot of things he has to work out, and I think the hitting really should be the top priority, because they do have Trump to do and Hyneman to do some catching, and he can work his way into that. But I think the first thing they need to do is get his stroke down and making more contact, because once he does that, he'll be a lot better in the head.
Yeah, I agree with you. And a defensive side, he really caught a great bullpen yesterday. The five guys went out there, threw a little bit of everything from 101 to 85. So, you know, on the defensive side, I think he's really getting accustomed to what he has to work with. But I want to go back to Chadwick Trump a little bit. You know, you've covered baseball for so many years, and there's pitchers that do like throwing to a certain catcher. You know, Kapler came out and said he doesn't really like that. But in the long run, when you're looking at a veteran pitcher like Johnny Cueto, he knows what he wants to do, and sometimes when you shake off two or three times, it gets you out of your rhythm. Now, with a young catcher like Bart, he said at the end of the game, hey, he's the future. But I like the catcher that I'm accustomed to. I pitched for 25 years, and I like the catcher that knows what I want when I do it, and I don't like shaking off two or three times. You agree with me or not?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, rhythm is everything for hitters and pitchers, and Cueto is a rhythm guy. You can't track it, but he's got his own rhythm in his head, and he certainly doesn't need stuff like that throwing him off. But yeah, like you say, you pitch in the bigs. I mean, and you know, you remember teams on your, even on your own team, where guys had, you know, a personal catcher. Mm-hmm. It sounds odd and not very, you know, team unity like, but you know, so a lot of pitchers are very, very particular. They just can't have a catcher who's not on the same wavelength with him over a long period of time, where it's just proven that those two guys don't work that well together. When the next catcher, he loves to pitch, he loves to throw to that guy, and you wind up that they become partners. You know, sometimes that disrupts your whole plan as far as who's going to catch and, you know, who hits and who doesn't. But it's been shown in the bigs that having a personal catcher, especially for a really frontline guy like Cueto, is absolutely acceptable, and it's something that you do, at least in his case, at least for the rest of this season. And, you know, let Bart work into things. I think in Bart's case, I think he is a good defensive catcher. That he had rave reviews on that front coming up, whether it was the arm or framing pitches or, you know, handling guys. He's certainly not a bum back there by any means. And Cueto's a big load, so I agree. I think if Cueto wants to work with Trump, certainly Bart can't say anything, and I would be in favor of it.
We're speaking to Bruce Jenkins through the window of Original Joe's right now. I see him at the bar having a nice little cocktail. So, Bruce, I want to continue to go forward here.
I had my first one around 7 a.m. So.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit more about Chadwick Trump. And we talk about the pitchers and the catchers, and it's more of a mental approach. I've always liked to have a catcher understand what I'm trying to do at different times of the game. And, you know, maybe fans don't understand that they're just putting signs down, but it is such a mental approach to it, to have that catcher understand when I want to do things, just like with Johnny Cueto, the quick pitch, the stutter, all the different things, without a catcher panicking. And I like this move the Giants are doing today with Trump catching Cueto. Tell me, I mean, some of the pitchers you have seen so many times, Kershaw had a catcher for so many years, and these catchers didn't even hit 200, but they were behind the plate to do one thing, to service that pitcher in the mental side as well as the physical side. Tell me your thoughts on some of these points.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm trying to think of some of the guys. I think, you know, Rick Dempsey and Joe Girardi and a few other catchers, you know, have established a real rapport. But the thing is, Bill, when it's a tight situation, you've got a couple guys on. Maybe there was an error that, you know, behind you that you didn't like, and you're a little bit rattled, and now you got to deal with a really good hitter. You and your catcher have got to be thinking almost as one, to where it's just nothing is a puzzle. The guy's not going to come out and say, "Wait a minute, what are we doing here? What are the signs?" You know, or for you to cross him up for, in your mind, no reason. You throw a fastball, he's looking curve, and it goes right through his glove. You just can't have that in a big situation. And, you know, a guy, Trump is, it's funny because he has had his moments as a hitter. I don't think he's going to be a prominent big league hitter, but he's made an impression on the Giants as they cast off other catchers, you know, as a guy who really has some defensive chops. And, you know, like you say, I mean, you've got to be on the same wavelength for a guy where things are just second nature. You know, you rarely even have to shake the guy off. You're thinking along the same lines. Yeah. And for him to have that with Trump, who's just about as fresh as Bart, is pretty cool. I mean, the Giants pitchers are lucky to have that with any catcher who's only been in the bigs for 10 minutes, you know.
Yeah, it's true, too. And I just like that. I hope Gabe Kapler opens his mind and lets that happen. Of course, Joey Bart could always take a day off when that happens, and it's good for him to take a day off to understand, you know, the adjustments that he has to make when you're playing every day and you're getting three at four bats. You can't sit down and understand what I did right and what I did wrong, and I'm hoping this does go farther into it. But, you know, one of the things I want to finish with is Sam Coonrod. You have seen so many top-line closers that just throw gas. Goose Gossage is the one that I always remember just coming right at you. and Coonrod has a little of that. And in the post game yesterday, Gabe Kapler said, "We just want him to be in the strike zone. It doesn't matter if they're strikes or not because this stuff is so filthy." Watching Coonrod, do you understand exactly what Gabe Kapler's saying like that?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you mentioned Gossage, you know, as somebody who just a lot of the great closers, they struck you as being just a little nuts. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, not like insane, but just you don't know what they're going to do. They look mean as hell. Their delivery is nasty. Their stuff is nasty. And it's just not a comfortable at bat, just period, for anybody. But, you know, the thing with Coonrod, there were some highlights of Josh Hader yesterday, you know, lefty, very nasty lefty from Milwaukee, just absolute flame. He could strike out seven guys in a row. You wouldn't even be surprised, but he couldn't find the strike zone yesterday. He walked in two runs, and he's out of there. And they need to see, I don't think Conrad's had any episodes. Coonrod has had episodes that bad. But you have to throw strikes. You have to be consistent. I mean, that's, you know, you can be just as fearsome out there as you want, but I think they want to see that from him. And right now, you know, he's a guy, you know, with God struggling a little bit. I don't think they want to make Watson the closer as valuable as he is. And Coonrod's sort of the next guy in line to say, well, you know, maybe this guy can do it. So I think he's a long way from establishing himself out there, but he does have those elements that you look for with the great stuff, not a comfortable at bat, and he seems to, you know, he really wants it. So we'll see where that goes.
Well, Bruce Jenkins, once again, thank you for all your information and your insight. Your ice is melting in your drink, and I can see it through the window of Original Joe. So you have a great afternoon. Tell Martha I said hi, and enjoy the waves once again, my friend.
Hey, Bill. Thanks, man. Always good, enjoyable.
Appreciate it. Bruce Jenkins with the San Francisco Chronicle. All right, we're going to take a quick break here and come right back with the pregame show. Bill Lasky in for Marty Lurie on KNBR, the sports leader.